The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, present Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Bill Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. You know, it's often been said that it's worse to stand by and watch someone you love suffer than to go through it yourself. Well, that statement's very true, I think. Just imagine the young parents of a 3-year-old who listen to the terrible diagnosis verdict, infantile paralysis. Thousands of parents every year hear that phrase. How much would you give to protect your child against infantile paralysis? There's no limit, is there? You'd give anything. Someday soon, science will find a cure. But it takes research, and this year your March of Dimes is forcing a showdown with this terrible disease. It's mass testing a trial vaccine in the exciting hope of proving this year that it can stop polio from crippling your child. Friends, give these crucial tests, which are costing extra millions of dollars, an extra chance to succeed. Your help in paying the extra millions for polio prevention is urgently needed. Join the 1954 March of Dimes. Give extra for victory over polio. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters as soon as you can.
Hey, Molly, you home?
In the kitchen, dearie. Where'd you go when you...
Give me a hand with these books, will you? Help me. I'm about to drop one of them. Never mind. I'll put the others on the table here.
Where'd you get those enormous books, and what are they? You didn't buy a set of encyclopedias again.
Nope, I've been to the library, kiddo. Law books. Today's the day my lawsuit comes up in court, you know. I want to be prepared.
Lawsuit? You don't mean that poor little man who accidentally broke the picket on our back fence a month ago, and you threatened to sue him for $3? That lawsuit?
Yep.
Heavenly days, going to court for $3. That's silly.
It's not $3 anymore. I changed it to $3.75.
You said it cost $3 to have the picket replaced and painted, including 12 phone calls to get the low bid on it. What's the other 75 cents for?
Mental anguish, Tootsie. All good lawyers throw in a little extra for mental anguish. Remember how I rolled and...